Good morning. We're learning Chayodim and we're learning Klal Yud, which is the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And we left off with a question yesterday, is if the Chayodim and the Mishabura both say that a person has to put either their primary focus, according to Mishabura, or at least a strong secondary focus onto learning Halakha L'maisa, when a person has a limited amount of time to learn. So why is it that we find that there's people who have a limited amount of time to learn, and they're only able to learn an hour or two a day, and they spend that time learning Daf Yomi, and they're spending the whole time learning Gemara as opposed to learning Halacha? Is that appropriate? Is that not appropriate? How do you understand that? So the way I understand it, based on what I've heard from my Rebbeim, is that X amount of time a while back, about 150 years ago, so this was a standard way that learning went, that there was a strong stress on learning halacha, lemaisa, besides learning Gemara, etc. The Gemara talks about it like that, etc. When there developed the Enlightenment and there became a temptation, something which was tempting to people, that they should want to get involved in the exciting search for knowledge which exists in the secular world, to combat that, a person needed to develop an excitement in his learning, that he's getting a emotional connection to his learning besides just the intellectual understanding of something. And that was the introduction of Reb Chaim Brisker's approach to learning. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was an elderly person when Reb Chaim was a young man, and he was brought to visit Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and he spoke to him in learning, and he says that this is exactly what the coming generation is going to need. Hashem has sent a vehicle for the coming generation to understand, to be able to learn Torah in a way which will be captivating and engaging, and almost, if you use the word, entertaining, and will captivate the minds and prevent them from going off and being searching for the interesting fields of science and the secular world, which is going to be enticing for them. So from there, it has developed that this has become a primary focus of the learning. But we do want to point out that even the Chayyadim, which says that he agrees that the primary focus should be learning of Gemara, the person should not in any way be mazniach learning halachas. And Mishnah Berurah says, we know that the Gemara says that a person is a ben olam haba if he learns halachas b'chal yom. And the simple understanding of that is halachas means two halachas. If a person wants to walk away with every single day having understood two halachas, things that he should be doing. So that is the goal of learning halacha, that a person is going to walk away with at least two areas, two halacha lemaisa things that he's supposed to be able to do. And that is how I understand what has happened, seeming the switch. Now, we also have a different problem, that the Balabatim, we're learning 3 or 4 hours a day, and we grapple with that. We do not get near 3 or 4 hours a day. The truth is, many people can get more learning in, besides... besides the time which he spends specifically at a shir or learning with a chavrusa, during the day there are many opportunities to learn Torah. A person traveling by public transportation, a person can learn on the train sometimes, a person who's traveling in a car can listen to shiurim. There are many opportunities nowadays for learning, that it's we can get in some extra learning above and beyond that single hour and a half that a person has, 2 hours that a person has in a base medrash, half an hour that a person has in a base medrash on a daily basis. We will see in the next siman what is the minimum that a person has to make sure that they get in every day. We're saying 3 or 4 hours is would be a paradigm for our balabas. What is the minimum a person is supposed to get in a daily basis? And meanwhile, have a good morning.